Hi, this is Andy Madison on Weeby 108, and this Sunday at Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, a very special event. It's an evening with Chicago, and we are very lucky today to be speaking to one of the founding members of the group, Robert Lamb. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Andy.
What can the fans expect with an evening in with Chicago?
It's a rather lengthy evening, really, because we've had a rather lengthy career. So we're basically covering material and recordings that we've made since the very first album up through the most recent.
So how is it you organize 50 years of hits?
Well, you know, through trial and error over the years, we've learned what songs are best for the beginning, and it is, by the way, it's a two-set show with an intermission, but we've learned over the years that certain songs work best in certain places of the show. So it's really more a matter of pacing, and of course, we're very conscious of building momentum throughout the two sets.
All right, well, if we can, let's go back to 1967 and the founding of the group. How did Chicago happen?
Most of us were music students in various colleges and universities around Chicago. First few members, I would say Walt Parizader, Terry Kath, Denny Serafin, they had already been part of a band that played around Chicago and actually toured nationally with Dick Clark back in the day. And those three guys basically put together the concept, made some calls, followed some references, talked to classmates at the various schools. And, you know, the first lineup of Chicago, which recorded the first 15 albums, was born.
This is your 50th year of touring, and you have not missed a single date. So how do you keep yourself going through 50 years of going from town to town all the time? How does that work?
Basically, it's a matter of eating right, getting regular physical activity of some sort, eating right, and sleeping right.
When I was getting ready for the interview here, I went to your website, and basically you just said that you'll never retire.
Well, that's the plan. I mean, I don't think one can be in a field like music, which constantly reveals itself. All the things that you thought you knew about music, you know, become a mystery as you delve deeper into it. So it's not really a matter of retiring. It's a matter of, you know, staying alive.
This Sunday, Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford. It is an evening with Chicago. Tickets are available at oakdale.com. So you have a rather exciting project. Tell us about that.
The re-release of a digital remastering and remixing of Chicago 2, which along with Chicago Transit Authority, which is in the Grammy Hall of Fame, Chicago 2 is been nominated to go into the Grammy Hall of Fame next year.
It's an evening with Chicago at Toyota Oakdale Theater, Sunday night, and tickets still available at oakdale.com. Robert Lamb, thanks for speaking with us today.
Okay, Andy, take care. Bye-bye.